Sachas Bia Parachat Mishna Gemo Ein Baicham Peres Fit Lo Bamida Lo Bamisko Lo Bamini. It's forbidden to sell Peres Fit by measurement or by weight or by number. As when you sell Peres Fit, you have to sell with the Shinoi differently than you normally sell. As a Chacham wanted that Peres Fit should be sold cheaper than other Peres. So they said you can't sell by measurement, weight, or by number. Another reason why the Chachamim said that Peres Fit have to be sold with the Shinoi, so that it should be nicker, it should be noticeable, that it has Kedushas Fit. When the buyer sees that you're selling it differently than normal, he will take note that it has Kedushas Fit, and he will treat it with the proper Kedusha. Now, even though we have said that you're not allowed to do Schora with Peres Fit, you can't do Bivet with Peres Fit, even though sometimes it would be mustard to sell Peres Fit. For example, you bought the Peres for your own needs, and it turned out you didn't need all that you bought, you would be allowed to sell their remainder. Just you have to sell the remainder with the Shini, you have to sell it differently than you normally sell it. You can't use measurement, weight, or you can't sell it by number. Below Tain and Baminya, below Yarek Bamishko. When you sell figs that have Kedusha Shvi'it, you cannot sell it by number. Even though figs are normally sold by weight, and when you sell it by number, you're selling it with the Shinoi, even so the Chachamim says that Peres Fit cannot be sold by minyan, even though by selling it by minyan it would be a Shinoi from the way it's normally sold. And so too, when you sell vegetables that have Kedusha Shvi'it, you cannot sell it by weight. Even though by selling it by weight, you are doing a Shinoi, as normally vegetables are sold by number, even so the Chachamim said you cannot sell any Peres Fit by weight, even if it would be a shinoi from the way it's normally sold. Beishami Einrim Af Lo Agudos. Beishami says another shinoi would be required when you sell vegetables that have Peres Fit. You can't sell them in bundles. As vegetables are normally sold in bundles, the vegetables that have Kedusha Shvi'it cannot be sold by bundles. They have to be sold loose. Beishami Einrim Eshadarko Lagos Babayim Oikdenoi Soy Beshuk Kigana Krisha V'nei Tochol. Beishami said vegetables that are normally put into bundles, even when you're just bringing them into your house and not bundling them up to sell them, such vegetables would be allowed to be sold in the market by bundles. For example, leeks or milkweed. And since you're not putting them into bundles docked to sell them, and these type of vegetables you put into bundles even when you're not selling them, so when you sell them also, you would be allowed to put them into bundles. But the type of vegetables that you put into bundles only when you sell them, they still would agree with Beis Shammai that they cannot be sold with bundles. Instead, you have to sell them with the shinoi and to sell them loose. Sachas Bias Parachas Mishnah Dalet Ha'imer L'Payel Heilacha Yisr Zeh V'laka Liyarek Hayom Tcharo Mutta. Somebody who says to a worker on Shvi'it, take this Yisr, and Yisr is a coin, and collect for me a vegetable today. His wages are Mutta. The Yisr that was given to the Payel is Mutta. It doesn't have Kedusha Shvi'it. It's not considered an exchange for the vegetable. And if it would be an exchange for the vegetable, it would also have Kedusha Shvi'it, just like the vegetable. But in this case, he gave him the Isser as wages for collecting the vegetable, not as an exchange, and therefore, that Isser does not have Kedusha Shvi'it. Lakat libo yarek hayom scharo aser. But if the person told the Payel on Shvi'it, collect for me with this Isser a vegetable today, in that case, it would be considered an exchange for the Isser. It's as if he exchanged the Isser for the vegetable, and therefore his wages would be Asr, would have Kedusha Shvi'it. Since he said, collect for me with this Isser a vegetable today, he means to say, collect for me an Isser worth of vegetable. So it's considered an exchange for the vegetable. And since it's an exchange for vegetables which has Kedusha Shvi'it, it is Asr. The money itself would have Kedusha Shvi'it, just like the vegetable. Somebody who buys from a baker during Shvi'it a loaf of bread worth a pundion is worth 2 isra, and he didn't pay the baker. Instead, he told the baker, when I collect some field vegetables, I'll bring you some field vegetables. It is mutter for him to do so, even though he's not allowed to pay off his debt with payro Shvi'it, and these field vegetables grew on Shvi'it and have kedusha Shvi'it. But in this case, it wouldn't be considered paying off a debt. Instead, it's considered a gift. As Yeruko Sada, field vegetables are very commonly found out in the field and really are worth very little. The baker himself wanted, he can go out and collect those field vegetables himself. So it's not considered a payment for the loaf of bread. It's simply a gift to the baker. And therefore, this would not be in the category of paying off a debt with payro shvi'it. Lakach mimenu stam lo yishalim lo mitmei shpiyas she'en paran chob mitmei shpiyas. But if the person bought the loaf of bread from the baker without paying anything at the time, instead he simply bought it on credit, in such a case he cannot pay off that debt with money from shpiyas, with money that was used to buy a pair of shpiyas, and that money itself has kedusha shpiyas, because you're not allowed to pay off the debt with demei shpiyas, with money or shpiyas, and certainly you can't pay off the debt with pair of shpiyas itself. As in this case, if he uses pair of shpiyas or demei shpiyas to pay off his debt to the baker, it would be forbidden. And since he didn't say anything at the time he bought the loaf of bread from the baker, he simply bought it on credit. So when he pays the baker with either pair of shpiyas or demei shpiyas, he's paying off a debt with money of shpiyas or fruit of shpiyas, which is forbidden.